بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Faith Fridays and Loving Him, الودود. Now, when we think of perfectionism and how we can overcome it, not many of us would associate it with love. Instead, we may associate the concept of fear with it. So let's talk more about Allah's divine name, Al-Wadud. And then I invite you to reflect on how you can express being the servant of Al-Wadud and how it can help you to manage perfectionism. When was the last time you felt truly loved? Close your eyes and think about it. You can probably think of certain people or maybe specific scenarios. And if someone were to ask you how you know that you are loved, you would list the things the person does to express their love for you. If we find it hard to interpret acts of love, we usually doubt our relationship. When you are able to point out behavior that shows love, this kind of love is not called hub in Arabic, because hub is simply having a feeling of love. This kind of love, one that is apparent and shown, is called wud. Wud means love, and an expression of love through the act of giving. And Allah has named Himself Al-Wadud, the all-loving, or the affectionate. This word was specifically chosen to show that Allah not only loves you, but that He shows you He loves you. And if we have been in the dark about this, it's time to take notice how Allah manifests His love for us, for you, for me, every single day, and your heart will melt. When it comes to understanding and managing perfectionism, some of us are seeking love. We're seeking recognition. We're seeking signs that we are loved. And so as we search and we seek and we expect that from human beings, we feel that we need to push ourselves in whatever it is that we're doing so that we can be recognized, seen, loved. But subhanAllah, let us focus for now on Allah's divine name, Al-Wadud. And as we do that, as we focus on Al-Wadud, let's focus on what happens when Allah loves a servant. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us some ways that Allah shows His love. In a hadith in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, we learn, when Allah loves someone, He calls to Jibreel alayhi salam, saying, "O Jibreel, I love such and such a person, so love him." Then Jibreel will call to the angels of the heavens, "Allah loves such and such a person, so love him." And the angels will love that person. And then Allah will place acceptance on earth for that believer. It would have been enough for Allah to say that He loves a person. For what more could someone want? But because Allah is Al-Wadud, the loving, and Al-Kareem, the most generous, He declares this love to the angels, which does not stay in the heavens, but descends to the earth, because Allah puts acceptance of this person in the hearts of people. What else does Allah tell us about His love? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah the Exalted has said, I will declare war against him who treats with hostility a pious worshipper of mine. And the most beloved thing with which my slave comes nearer to me is when what I have enjoined upon him. And my slave keeps coming closer to me through performing nawafil, until I love him, so much so that I become his hearing with which he hears, and his sight with which he sees, and his hand with which he strikes, and his leg with which he walks. And if he asks me something, I will surely give him. And if he seeks my refuge, my protection, I will surely protect him. Allahu Akbar. In order to truly feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for you in your life, take a few minutes now to reflect. You can pause this audio at any time. Think about the care you were given as a child. You didn't ask for it. It just came when you were born. Think of your family. Think of your friends. Think of the health Allah gave you in your body. Think of the opportunities you were given in your life. Then look at the world around you, the beauty of nature. It didn't have to be this way. The world could have been bland and ugly, but there is so much of beauty and color that only you can truly enjoy. Allah is Al-Wadud, the most affectionate, the most loving, and He has made it so easy for us to go to Him and to be close to Him. Allah's generosity and His love for us is so great. It is natural for us as servants to love Him, considering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our merciful creator. But what is amazing is that Allah gives us so much so that we can seek to come closer to Him. Sometimes we despair and are unforgiving towards ourselves. Forgive us, Ya Wadud. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us that our Lord, glorified and exalted be He, descends each night to the earth sky when there remains the final third of the night, and He says, "Who is saying a prayer to me that I may answer it? Who is asking something of me that I may give it to him? Who is asking forgiveness of me that I may forgive him?" Al-Bukhari. O servants of Al-Wadud, O the one who is seeking love and acknowledgement and acceptance and affection, this is an open invitation to each one of us, to everyone. Some of us may feel so far. Where do we even begin? Yet Allah says in a hadith Qudsi, "If my servant comes closer to me a handspan, I come closer to him or her an arm's length. And if he or she comes to me walking, I come to him or her at speed." Al-Bukhari. So just take that first step. Make the intention to do one new thing, to fix something you weren't doing so well. How can we not fall in love with Al-Wadud, who showers us with affection daily? Allahu Akbar. So, how can you and I be the recipients of Allah's love? Number one, do good deeds. If you believe in do good deeds, as we learn in Surah 19, Ayah 96, Allah will bestow upon you affection. When you do good, you are within the realm of Allah's love, and He will show you how He loves you. He is Ash-Shakur, and so will give you so much more than what you gave. The second thing that you and I can do to be a recipient of Allah's love is to love for people what we love for ourselves. Sometimes perfectionism takes us into a state of selfishness. Al-Ghazali states, "One is loving kind among Allah's servants who desires for Allah's creation what he desires for himself, and whoever prefers them to himself is even higher than that, as the Messenger of God sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when his tooth was broken and his face was struck and bloodied." We're talking about Uhud, yeah? And Ta'if, according to other scholars. "Lord, guide my people, for they do not know." Not even their actions prevented him from intending their good. And the third thing to do, to be the recipient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, is this. And listen very carefully. Thank him. Thank Allah for his affection. When you thank Allah, he gives you more. So thank him for showering you with love and affection every day. And watch as that increases, inshallah. When my son was very little, we would have this bedtime routine. We would recite our adhkar. We would talk about something that we're grateful for. And would set our intention for the new day and what's to come tomorrow. And then we would close with this dua. Oh Allah, I love you. Please love me too. We always ended that dua with a smile on both of our faces, no matter how challenging or tough that day was. And so that's a dua I want to share with you from my heart today. Oh Allah, I love you. Please love me too. And I promise you, you will see a manifestation of that love, that affection of Allah in your life. And it will fill up those spaces, those vacuums, that emptiness that has been filled with this need for perfectionism or procrastination. Oh Allah, Al-Wadood, the most affectionate, the most loving, fill our hearts with your love and affection. Help us, Ya Wadood, to recognize that there is nothing greater than your love and your affection. Let us recognize, Ya Wadood, that if we have your love and your affection, that is what we need to reset our lives, to recalibrate and to rebalance our inner selves. Ameen. I leave you now to spend some time reflecting on this divine name and how, by being the servant of Al-Wadood, can you help yourself to manage perfectionism. Assalamu alaikum.